Planeta Bolilor Rare.
I am Dan Alexandro Tiberiu, and I am inviting you at Radio Noro today to find out more about rare diseases at the Planet of Rare Diseases. Today, we will stop in France and will talk with Anne-Sophie Lapont, member of the board of Eurotis. She has had 5 children and 2 of them have Hunter's disease. She has been involved in the fight against rare diseases for 16 years as a member of the Overcoming Lysosomal Rare Diseases France. She is a patient organization and founder of the French Alliance for Rare Diseases. In 2004, she joined the association's Families Committees, which deals with family support. She was elected to the board in 2008 and became treasurer and vice president. She has been president since 2011. She belongs to the Ethics Committee for Leukotriene Project, to the National Council of the French Alliance, and to the Inserim Ethics Committee. She believes in the action of patients' organizations in order to give comfort and means for the patients and their surroundings to recover their dignity. Through international network meetings, she knows the importance to work all together towards common interests, the patients and families' care. Anne-Sophie Lapont has 2 master's degrees, 1 in ethics and 1 in economics. Hello, Anne-Sophie, and welcome to Radio Noro. Please tell us more about yourself and your role in the patients' movement in Europe.
So first, I would like to ask you to introduce yourself and to tell for our listeners why are you involved in the rare disease field.
Okay, I'm involved in rare disease force because I was I had 2 children with rare disease. And as for all the rare disease, my family wanted to have information. So first, we wanted to know where the other people with this disease live, and we wanted to have link with them. So first, it was I was involved first to have information and to share experience with other parents. After a few moments, after 4 years, I wanted to give more, so I was more involved in my patient organization. And I did the constatation, I saw that if we want to be strong, if we want to be to have better practices, we have to work with the other patient organization. So for this action, we have 2 levels. At our national level in France, with our French national alliance, and also at an European level, because it's we have things to do where we need that the politicians are also engaged with us. So we have to work close with the national governments and also with the European policy to change the things and to have better environment for rare disease. After a few moments with my patient organization, I wanted to study some ethical question, because with rare disease we have lots of heterogeneity, so your experience it's not the experience of your neighbor, it's not the your experience is linked for you with your history. And if you want to take care of the other families of your patient organization, you have also to take attention for ethical question, not to give their advice, but to give them good information, and they have to make their choice. And it's a lot of the question of choice, how we can give a good information to have a good choice. So has lots of our medical, our professor, usually they have two activities. They are clinicians and they are also searchers. And I always say that I'm as them. I have two activities. I have the activity, the clinician activities with the patient organization, but also I have a research activities. And my research activities about ethical question is based with the experience of my clinician activity with my patient organization. So my work, and I believe that the most important is to do and to make links together, and also to have links between a multidisciplinary team, and patient organization belongs to this multidisciplinary team. So that's why I am engaged in patient organization for rare disease, and to give some good environment for the families.
Do you have any message for our listeners of the Radio Noro from Romania?
I'm very impressed by all the work that in Romania is done, and I hope that Europe can give the opportunity to have link across our countries, because we have to learn also what you do, and we have to manage to in our activity in France what we see that is nice in your activity, and to put your spirit also in our activities in France, and to have better practice. So I think it's really interesting to see what the other are doing. It's better for our practice.
Okay, we are looking forward to see you at Noro Centers.
Radio Noro.
More information about the Hunter syndrome. It is one type of a group of inherited metabolic disorders, and Hunter syndrome is referred to as MPC2. Hunter syndrome symptoms vary and range from mild to severe. Symptoms aren't present at birth, but often begin around ages 2 to 4. Signs and symptoms may include an enlarged head, thickening of the lips, a broad nose and flared nostrils, a protruding tongue, a deep hoarse voice, abnormal bone size or shape, and other skeletal irregularities, a distended abdomen as a result of enlarged internal organs, diarrhea, white skin growths that resemble pimples, joint stiffness, aggressive behavior, stunted growth, and delayed development such as delayed walking or talking. When to see a doctor? Hunter syndrome is very uncommon, but if you notice changes in your child's facial appearance, a loss of previously acquired skills, or other signs of symptoms listed above, talk to your child's primary care doctor. He or she can help you decide if you need to see a specialist or seek further testing. I am Dan Alexandru Tiberiu, and I am inviting you again next week at the Rare Diseases Planet. Thank you.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.